You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. Be sure to check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, on YouTube as well. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they specialize in producing, publishing, planning your podcast, anything to do with your podcast, video production, all that stuff. Check them out, podcasttitans.com. All right, I am joined by Miss Nathania.
Nathania, that's right.
She has been stalking me on social media. She was like...
Not stalking.
She was like, where is this next event? Where are you going to be? No, I'm kidding. She hit me up on Instagram, and then she... bum rush me over here in the corner. Nah, I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
What was you about to say?
No, I'm just saying I'm focused.
Okay.
I'm focused, man.
Where are you from?
Originally New York.
Okay. What part of New York?
A little bit of everywhere. I'm from Queens, but I'm also a Brooklyn girly. Went to Brooklyn College and then lived out on Suffolk County, Long Island. So shout out to Stony Brook for all my New Yorkers.
What brought you here to Charlotte?
Ooh, just a change in lifestyle, change in life period. I've moved around a lot. I lived throughout the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you name it. Even did some time in the DMV area. And most recently, I lived in Houston, Texas. But now I'm here in Charlotte, which I think is the sweet spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
You know, proximity-wise, temperature-wise, it's right in the middle. It's not too far south, and it's not up north. So you get some good temps, I guess, all seasons, apparently, because we definitely got hit with snow not that long ago.
And how long have you been in Charlotte?
I have been here now. We're looking at probably 15 months.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a
newbie.
Fresh
off the boat.
Yeah, fresh off the boat, baby.
So why are you here at this event?
So I really wanted to talk about a group that I recently joined, which is CHPN. It's Charlotte Haitian Professional Network. And it's one of the groups that I sought out very early on because I am of Haitian heritage. And they primarily focus on Haitian culture and uplifting folks who are, you know, professionals in the community. So it was just perfect to be able to kind of find my niche and find my community while I was down here.
So how did you find that group?
Oh gosh, let's see, I don't know, maybe word of mouth. It's like a friend of a friend of a friend kind of thing. You know, the community is tight, right? So just bumping into family members that knew one person and then another person kind of got introduced third party. And most recently this year, they had their second annual Haitian Independence Day Gala, and I was able to attend that for the first time, and it was just amazing. It was really, really nice. They gave out some awards for, again, some organizations and
businesses. Are you a paid spokesperson?
I'm not. I'm really not, but
they
I wanted to
big
them
here.
Up because they've been instrumental in, like, creating that community for me down here.
I hope that check clears.
All right.
So, how often do they meet?
So, there are regular meetings weekly for the members, but they have events that happen throughout the quarter, so maybe two or three events that pop up. I would say definitely follow them on social media. We have a few things that are coming up, like a Caribbean kind of fest by the lake, I'll say that, which should be really fun because it's going to be hot outside and, you know, everybody wants to be outside near some water. But again, you know, there are, you know, more professional networking events that they host as well, which is why I wanted to get the word out there and, you know, get folks kind of excited about joining.
Okay. So what do people get from attending these events?
I would just say networking and community, right? So while it is focused primarily on Haitian heritage and culture, it's open to everyone, really. So if you have a Caribbean background or, you know, non-Caribbean background, you are more than welcome to join.
Yeah, because they can't tell.
Nah, if I show up. Listen, at the end of the day, we are all family. So it is open to everyone. And just kind of expanding the fabric, really promoting the culture and promoting just professionalism in the community, period.
There must be something special about it if you are here talking about it.
Absolutely.
Like, what does it mean to you?
Well, for me, I mean, I am Haitian, so it's just great to see us elevated in that kind of way, right? It's something that is curated in a professional manner. It's not just a fly-by-night kind of thing. So you see folks who really work hard for what they have, whether it's restaurants, lawyers, healthcare professionals. We're all about promoting that and really supporting our people.
All right. And the name of the group again?
It's Charlotte Haitian Professional Network, CHPN.
Charlotte Haitian Professional. All right. So Haitians have not... I would just say Donald Trump has come down on Haitian. I think didn't he revoke some?
He's trying it. But listen, one thing about Haitians, it's the common word that you hear all the time: resiliency. So nothing holds us down, which is why I was able to track you down and make this happen.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
No, that
was so terrible, man.
Awful.
It was terrible.
That is awful.
And it continues to be terrible. Because
that's not a good look. Which is why we need platforms like this that promotes the real deal, where you can see folks, again, working hard for what we have and really pouring into the communities that we live in, like Charlotte. So,
Have you taken on a leadership role with the group?
I haven't as of yet, even though I'm here kind of representing. I am probably one of their newer members, but it's been great so far. You know, it's a good group of folks, and they've just been welcoming. So you never know. Maybe I will.
All right. Well, what else do you want to say about yourself, the group, your heritage, or anything in general? What else?
I would just say anyone who is maybe new to the Charlotte area, don't be shy about branching out, meeting new people, trying different things, networking. That was my main goal. Like I said, I've moved around a lot and I've had to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm very much an introvert and it's easy for me to just stay in the background, but most recently I've been very intentional about meeting people and kind of getting myself out there and getting to know folks, finding my niche, finding my home. So if anyone is out there looking to make connections, this is a great organization to consider.
Cool. And how can people, what's the best way for people to reach out and find the group and learn about the events and all that stuff?
Oh, I would say Instagram. Definitely look up Charlotte Haitian Professional Network on Instagram. And then you could also find me, Natty B, on Instagram.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good.